This is JIS News. Coming up, business process outsourcing facility to be constructed in Portmore. National Irish Potato Program launched and four new members added to the land surveying profession. The news in detail after this break. Stay with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
A $5 million contract has been signed between the University College of the Caribbean, UCC, and Portmore Holdings Limited for the development of a business process outsourcing facility in Portmore, St. Catherine. The 40,000 square foot facility will see the creation of thousands of jobs during the construction phase. It will also result in about 550 jobs during the startup phase. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell is lauding the partnership, noting that it is in line with the government's strategic priority of facilitating job creation and economic growth.
I want to commend all the partners. This is indeed historic, and it shows that for Jamaica to go forward, it is going to require not only government, not only the learning institutions. It's going to require our business people, our financial institutions, everybody to push in one direction, because the world out there has opportunities that Jamaica can suitably meet.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the signing ceremony for the MOU at Jamaica House Tuesday. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is engaging credit unions and other financial entities to boost the capacity of Irish potato farmers through the introduction of a crop lien facility. Supported by firm marketing contracts, the ministry is pushing the crop lien mechanism as a mainstream strategy for financing agricultural production.
What this means is that the farmers will have access to credit from these institutions and will not be required to provide collateral. The marketing contracts between the farmers and the traders to remit to the financial institutions the loan payments, and the ministry's intensive extension program all serve to mitigate the risk to the financial institutions.
Acting Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer, addressing Tuesday's launch of the National Irish Potato Expansion Program at the Ministry's Hope Gardens headquarters in Kingston. 1,200 hectares of Irish potatoes are targeted for the 2014-2015 crop year, with the goal of meeting the full demand of 15 million kilograms for table Irish potatoes. Cabinet has approved another $95 million to help the agricultural sector recover from the effects of the severe drought conditions which affected the island from January to July this year. Acting Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says $50 million will be spent immediately, while the remaining funds will be put to use during the first quarter of the 2015 calendar year. Of the initial $50 million, $30 million will go towards the resuscitation of farms in 11 parishes which suffered losses. Farmers will also receive support with material, fertilizer, and land preparation. Some 5,000 farmers have already been targeted for assistance. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill today handed over instruments of commission to four new members of the land surveying profession. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Minister Pickersgill commended the recipients and reminded them of the importance of their work to sustainable development.
Indeed, your role is basic to all planning and development activities and covers all facets of the interdependence between people and their surroundings. You have the opportunity to influence and promote the development of sustainable communities as you are involved at every stage of the planning and development process.
Minister Pickersgill has also urged the recipients to do whatever they can to assist the most vulnerable, especially since surveyors' fees take up a good chunk of the cost for processing titles. The recipients of the instruments of commission are Dean Bradshaw, David Gordon, Karsten Johnson and Andre Thomas. President of the Land Surveyors Association of Jamaica, Valentine McCook, also extended congratulations to the surveyors and their principals. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.